5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show, Northern Colorado. I'm Brady Hull. We're live today from Canvas Stadium for the Canvas Community Classic. And, of course, our coverage presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're going to be I'm doing my show out here today. We'll have football night in Northern Colorado with Kyle Johnson at 3 o'clock. And then Clark Johnson, you have a doubleheader tonight. Clark's sticking around for a moment here. This is going to be fun, man. We're the only ones here, though. I feel like home alone. We're Macaulay Culkin.
That's right.
And Canvas Stadium is that giant house on that street.
We need to go set up the how to trick everybody and trap everybody.
Yes,
tonight,
we will trap everybody. I did hear to my friend Gary, Gary Ozzello, the great Gary Ozzello. He's in the CSU Hall of Fame. He works with Canvas, of course. And a little birdie tells me Sonny Lubick's going to throw out the coin toss tonight.
Fantastic.
So, Sonny Lubick, and I saw people gathering down there earlier, and my vision's not what it used to be, but
sure.
I think that was him down
Is
there.
That
I think
right?
they were talking about, okay, when you flip it, you want to throw it about 3 feet in the air, not 4 feet.
That's right.
Enough, or that's too much. But this is a blast, man. Okay, so. And I don't know the answer to this. I don't know if you know the answer. Is this the first high school football game here
at
Canvas?
I think so. Was there one last year? I don't know.
This is the first time we've done this,
though. We have known about that, but it is the first year for the Canvas Community Classic.
Is this going to be a regular thing?
I think so.
It's got to be, right?
And don't you think this is the perfect setting and the perfect impetus to get it going? I mean, you could come out and see a Fort Collins and Rocky game in 2006, 2007. Those are the days Matt Yum was the quarterback over at Fort Collins. Brady, you'd get 5,000-6,000 people at French Field.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that's going to start getting people back excited about high school football again here in the city.
Yeah, no, I think this is a great thing. You know, I think more college stadiums, and if they don't do it, even in Greeley,
sure.
I think they should have more high school football games there once they can get some lights on that bad boy. But,
yep.
Man, having a high school game here, wouldn't you have just loved to play? I mean, we're sitting here. We're in the visitor radio booth here. They've got the Jumbotron with the graphics popping up for this. And we get a look out. We get the windows open. That was a journey watching
sure.
you do that, watching you open those windows. You had to use, like, Gandalf's staff to open it. But here we are, and it's just they're getting ready. They're preparing. We're seeing everybody get the stadium ready to go. And it's cool. I love it, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be a ton of fun. The sight lines here are gorgeous, and I'm an announcer. I love – my favorite thing is let's get to the press box. Let's see what it looks like. This is equidistant to what I saw when I went to a broadcast with UNC back in 2007 at University of Montana.
Montana's got
great
yep.
football stadium.
Yep.
Very similar to
that. How does Montana
that
compare to this? Because Montana, even though they're a big sky school, their equipment, their facilities,
it was unbelievable,
big
Brady.
Schools.
Best stadium I've been in for a college team.
Wow.
You know, I mean, we used to go to the Coliseum for USC games, but I mean, in a stadium at the school, it's unbelievable. And they've got the full bowl and everything. They've got a little bit on the side, like to the south end here at Canvas. But that reminds me of that stadium. And sitting in here calling a game from here, it's going to be a joy tonight.
And it just goes, you know, again, this is a great event tonight. But, man, if this CSU football team can get it going
at some point,
this place can be a magical place to watch a football
no
game.
No question about it. Yep. Sonny Lubick Field, man. Oh, you bet.
Sonny Lubick Field, and I know Canvas is a great partner here, but you just look over, you know, you're driving in here, the clouds are coming in from the west. It's beautiful. And, you know, you got the foothills right there. I love the fact that it's on campus. I was always big into that. And I know there's the naysayers. Well, how much is that? How much have you gotten to show for that?
Right,
you know,
right.
That's not, it's not if you build it, they will come. You still have to put together a football program, a good football program. And I know it's been a rough go for CSU, but I do think at some point, I believe in Jay Norvell. I mean, whatever he's selling, I'm buying it right now, and I'm excited about that. But tonight, it's about the high school kids. We got Pooter and Rocky. That game starts at 4:30, is that right?
4:30 will go, you bet.
4:30, and then Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge starting pretty much after that, so 7-ish?
Yeah, 7:30. I mean, 7:30 is what it says on the schedule, but talking with head coach Matt Yem the other day, he said, we'll probably go 20, 25 minutes after that first game ends.
Yeah. I love the idea to doubleheader. Let's get them in here. And make it worth your while. If you buy tickets for the first game, do you get to just stay for the second game, probably?
I think so, and I think the Because tickets were $17, I think, with the stadium fee and everything added in. Campus has got a fee for that. But that's what I heard to get in. Hey, you want to go watch 6 hours of football? That's not a bad investment.
No, not for high school football, Friday night lights in a stadium like this, man. But that's my thing, my plea. Gary, if you're listening, make it happen every single year. This is something, a great tradition that you want to build up. There needs to be like maybe two of these a year,
sure,
two doubleheaders,
sure,
because then we could get a trophy and then make it a big deal, a real Fort Collins Community Classic where they're playing for something, and build up on those rivalries even more.
See, look at that. They should just go right to you for all the
marketing. I have all the ideas in the world. Yeah. None of the money, though.
He's the idea man.
I've got tons of ideas. I can't really figure out how to put those in place, but it's a big Football Friday. Doing Football Friday here from Canvas. Normally, I sit about 20 feet to your
right. Coming in right off the elevator, I said, I'm sure that's where the regular media center is for you guys to go.
And there I sit by myself, and I just watch the game. But here I'm broadcasting, so it's the first time I've ever broadcasted out here. So we've done some media day stuff, you know, from the Moby Arena and all that. We've done stuff there, but first time ever setting up the radio broadcast out here. So it's really cool.
Oh, no doubt about it. So it's going to
be
be a ton of fun.
The elevator here, and it's a beautiful facility. The elevator's great, but you have to be James Bond to get up the elevator. Because I walk in, normally when I come here, it's, you know, there's already tons of people here. You know, we're an hour away from kickoff, and they have a person sitting in the elevator. And so that person's sitting down on a bench, and he's like, which floor would you like to go? Here's a hot towel while you journey up.
Menswear?
And then he has to use his card, and then he presses the button and how to get up. So I walk in, and I just open the elevator, and it says, going up. And I pressed 6, which is the 6th floor, this is where we are. Nothing happening. And I'm like, do I live here now? Am I stuck here? So luckily, I know some people here. My guy John Martin hooked me up.
And I was talking to John downstairs.
He saves me. And he's like, dude, you just got to press a button. And he was joking, of course. You do need some secret security like access to get the elevator to go up. I'm told we can go down okay, though.
John said he could stand about an hour. He goes, I know Brady's going to be here for 3 hours. He goes, I can't stand him for that long.
I'm surprised he gave me the 5 minutes to come get me and rescue me and bring me up the elevator. Are these going to be good games tonight, Clark? What do you think?
I mean,
obviously the atmosphere is wonderful, but how about the game itself?
When we looked at this at the beginning of the season, the two things are off the table that I really wanted to see. That's Tyler Kubot, terrific quarterback who will go on and play at the next level. He's the Fossil Ridge quarterback. And Gage Brook, the Rocky Mountain quarterback. But those two guys both got injured, so they're out. But we're still going to have two good football games tonight. Pooters 4-1, Eric Tompkins' team. They'll take on Rocky Mountain without Gage Brook, but Rocky's a terrific football team. So I think we'll get a big dose of rushing the football in the opener. And then in the second one, Fossil Ridge, boy, their defense has stepped up in absence of their quarterback, but Fossil Ridge, a young team as well. I think I give the edge a little bit to Fossil in the nightcap and a little edge to the Pooter Impalas in the opener.
I can't wait, man. This is going to be a fun event tonight. Going to be fantastic. And, again, our coverage is presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. You see Crazy Carl's all over this stadium. They have been a CSU supporter, a prep supporter.
You bet.
This area, Fort Collins, Loveland, they're expanding. I mean, and that pizza is ridiculous. Have you had it before?
It's
so good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, you call it the best pizza joint in the area.
It's gotta be.
And no doubt about it. I mean, it is certainly right up there in the argument.
I didn't know about it until my guy Ellison Hubbard last
That's right.
year. We had the Ellison Hubbard show for 4 weeks, and my guy Ellison transferred. But he introduced me to Crazy Carl's Pizza, and we're sitting down. I'm like, this is the best pizza place I've ever been
to. And I know you said they support. They really support. I mean, we're talking.
Good times and bad. I mean, I know they're talking to Clay right now. You know, Clay Millen, of course, the quarterback. He's been beat up pretty good. But I tell you what, you know what Clay wants to do? Instead of being hard on his offensive line and calling them out, you know what Clay said? Hey, can I get in touch with Crazy Carl's Pizza? I want to hook up my offensive line with some pizzas. And Crazy Carl's is like, let's make it happen. Let's get those guys fed.
Right.
Maybe add another 5 pounds onto them so that they can block a little bit better or something along those lines. But I just love that. And Crazy Carl's jumps right up and says, hey, whatever it takes, we want to support you guys. Win or lose, we're here to support this Colorado State Rams team. Preps, I mean, they're part of this tonight, so they're excited about this. It was a no-brainer for them to sponsor our coverage tonight, our doubleheader cover. Are you ready for this, Clark? Doubleheader. It's like 9,000 hours of radio.
Six hours without shutting my trap tonight. Yeah, how sick are people going to be of me at the end of this thing?
I know, man. I love it. Friday night, ever since I've been with KFK, Friday nights mean one thing. Clark Johnson is on Preps Radio and singing you to sleep as you listen to these games.
Just painting the picture.
Painting a beautiful picture.
If you have a hard time falling asleep, just listen to me broadcasting a game. You'll be asleep in no time.
It's hilarious. You're trying to get these windows up here. You're climbing.
These are the tallest windows in the history of America, too.
Beautiful, too. You're climbing all over, and I'm helping you down, and we're helping you. I'm on the floor. You're up there. And I was like, this is just like our Preps days.
That's what we used to do all the time. If anybody doesn't know, when Brady came aboard the station, it was Brady and I out there calling the games. And the different equipment that we had over the years, too, didn't it just change?
Look at this great stuff you have now. This is the size of, it's like a tiny little handheld cell phone almost now. This Comrex box. What we used to have was like a jet motor.
We'd
have to lug that around.
You made me
carry it around. The case was gigantic. Then there was like a computer on there. I don't know how anybody ever trusted me to do. I'm terrible at technology. But for some reason, I'm sitting there typing in, dialing in, getting this tiny little computer, and then we get hooked up. But if the wind blows in a certain direction, you get disconnected. Yeah. So those were the days with the Cellcaster and everything. It was a great time.
Yes, things have come a long way, and just getting to – I couldn't imagine in those days getting to sit up in a booth like this and have the view of a football game or a doubleheader like we're going to have tonight.
The Canvas Community Classic and our coverage presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Pooter and Rocky going at it at 4:30. Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge. After that, at some point, probably 7:30, we'll have football night in Northern Colorado with Kyle Johnson at 3:00. He'll be setting the stage. He does every single Friday, but he'll be coming out here too. So we've kind of decorated this stadium with KFK. KFK is infiltrating Canvas Stadium, so it's kind of cool.
And you know what is so apropos about that is there's no station and there's no show more important to CSU football than the whole show. I mean, you do more stuff with CSU, with the coaches, with the players. The Clay Millen show. It goes on and on and on. I mean, the David Roddy show last year. I mean, unbelievable stuff. And look at Mr. Roddy playing NBA basketball.
I'm telling you, I don't like to brag often, but I think that in his interview process, doing the David Roddy show probably put him over the top. He went from a second rounder to a first rounder, which I called, by the way. I said he would be picked in the first round.
You got that right.
Everybody thought I was crazy. But look at David Roddy. I think he's going to be a difference maker in Memphis, too. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be this year, but at some point I think he will be.
Pretty exciting.
Angel, Clark's going to sit with us during this segment, but let's get over to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. The good for me is I'm watching Thursday Night Football, the first broadcast of the Thursday Night Football with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, Kirky, I didn't think was very good. Second one, I was like, it's still clunky. I thought last night was a little better. It's still not – I don't know if they have the best chemistry in the world, but I thought the production seemed to get a little better. They showed the Tua hit way too much, though. I thought that was honestly inappropriate. But I'm going to say the good for the most part is that broadcast on Amazon Prime is starting to get ironed out. The bad for me, and it's just going on with this theme, the Russell Wilson negative rhetoric. I hate it. I mean, this guy, I get it. He's positive, and everybody's okay, and we're all going to be great friends, and love your neighbor. Oh, man, we hate having that stuff go on. You have terrible things going on in Florida. My brother-in-law lives in Naples. I mean, some of the stories that they're coming back and telling me, fortunately for them personally, their property was okay, but so many people surrounding them are hurting. We could use more Russell Wilson. We could use more positivity in this world. So, man, it's like my leave Drew Locke alone, leave Brittany alone, leave Russell Wilson alone. I think he's going to go cook this weekend against Las Vegas. The ugly Angel, man, I haven't got to see Angel in person. He is the biggest Tua fan that I know. Now in hindsight, going back to what happened over the weekend and then him playing in this game Thursday, the NFL is going to have a lot of things to answer for, the Dolphins included. And first things first, though, you just hope Tua is okay. He ended up he did go back with the team. He got out of the hospital, so it seems like at least it's not, you know, the worst case scenario. I don't know when he'll play, and Angel will talk about that a little bit later on, but that was a scary, scary situation, seeing his fingers kind of curl up like that when he got hit. I had one of my teammates in basketball. He went up to dunk it. Somebody undercut him. He hit his head on the floor. And I'll never forget my guy Jamie. His arms curled up just like Tua's did. And it looked like he was looking at the ref, like talking smack to him. Right. And I remember my head coach thought he was talking trash. He's like, "What are you doing?" He couldn't control his hands in that moment. He had to be carted off. He was taken to the hospital as well. So it brought some flashbacks to those preps days. So there it is. The good, the bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Eastside Chris chiming in on our First Advantage text line. Rivalry is gone. Brady, back in my day, we were indoctrinated to hate Oakland. Now it's let's go to Las Vegas and enjoy. Detested Madden, Stabler, Blitnikoff, Casper, Shell, Upshaw, all those guys. Bring back the rivalry. Dude, how about Josh McDaniels for you there, Eastside Chris? I mean, Detested Madden? Josh McDaniels came to Denver and wrecked the Broncos. So you want to talk about building up the rivalry. You've got maybe the most hated guy in Broncos country coaching perhaps your most hated rivalry. So you want to bring back the rivalry? There it is. They're going to Sin City. All this stuff. Russell Wilson's going to have to be careful there. He's not a Vegas guy. So, like, Russell's not going to go, play blackjack or anything. I don't think he's that kind of guy.
Yeah, I think you're dead right there.
So it should be fun. Clark, I know you'll be running around here for a while, man, but great broadcast by you. Great show today. And then, a few hours away, and we'll get to our first kickoff of the afternoon.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the time, and look forward to 6 hours tonight. Doubleheader tonight on KFK.
A little doubleheader action. I absolutely love it. 21 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We got a lot to get to. We're trying to get Cody Tucker on. Haven't heard back yet. I believe Wyoming is home against San Jose State, so he doesn't have an excuse that he's traveling. So we'll just keep bugging him, and we'll see if we can get him. Second segment, we're going to get into the Russell Wilson thing. Is he going to have the last laugh? Do we start to see Russell Wilson maybe not show it outwardly, but get a little angry out there? Angel, a little dangerous. Yes, I absolutely love it. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock, we're live from Canvas Stadium today for the Canvas Community Classic presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Our coverage here is presented by the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live today from Canvas Stadium. Beautiful day. The clouds are keeping it nice and cool, man. I love it. Maybe getting some rain later on. But we're here. You heard Clark and the coach earlier. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and then we'll have football night in Northern Colorado with Kyle Johnson at 3 o'clock here from Canvas as well. And then we get set for a doubleheader. Poudre Valley and Rocky Mountain going at it at 4:30, and Fossil Ridge, will be taking the field around 7:30 or so. So I'm pumped for these two games. We're going to have them right here for you on KFKA. Both of these games, Clark will bring you later on. And Mike Danson will be out here too. So we're pumped for those guys to get out here and bring us that coverage. And we do thank Crazy Carl's Pizza for making it possible for us to get out here. Broncos, Raiders, Denver heading to Las Vegas to take on the 0-3 Las Vegas Raiders. And you want to talk about a rivalry and an opportunity here to really get one over the Raiders. You could essentially end their season. I mean, if you go in and beat the Raiders, you force them to go 0-4, is going to be in this division, which I still think the AFC West is going to be extremely tough. Even though last week was a little rocky, I don't see the Raiders climbing back into this thing. So the Broncos have an opportunity not only to go up 3-1, win a division game, and then basically put the Raiders out of this race. So I think it's a heck of an opportunity here. Yeah, the big thing that we've got our eyes on now, and it's not Nathaniel Hackett, man. It's Russell Wilson. With this Broncos team, it's weird because last week Nathaniel Hackett was, I mean, they gave it to him pretty good, man. Us, the media, everybody, the fan base, we got after Nathaniel Hackett pretty aggressively for how that Houston game went down, how the Seattle game went down. Luckily, he kind of bounced back. Now, Rosberg, he was hired for him. I don't care. It seemed to work. It seemed to help him a little bit, or maybe it's just passage of time. You know, Hackett gets more comfortable managing play calling and, you know, mixing in when he needs to call timeouts, getting the play in effectively, getting it in quickly enough. That is not the target this week. The target is Russell Wilson. And I'm not sure, you know, the personality thing, people just don't really, I guess, are not loving the Mr. Unlimited stuff. It's not adorable anymore when you're struggling. And Russell's, you know, he hasn't been great. He's thrown just 2 touchdowns, 22 yards rushing so far. But at the end of the day, they're 2-1, and I'm telling you right now, my belief system with Russell Wilson, he's not going to put on a performance very often like that, like we saw against San Francisco. I think you're going to see Wilson kind of get into that mode. He's going to get more comfortable with this offense. And you know, when it comes to cooking, I think you saw something there. Hey, Russ, we do want you to be creative. We do need you to get into that mode where if the play doesn't feel right, if you see early signs of it breaking down, you are going to have to move around in that pocket to try to create something. And I think we're going to see a little bit more of that come Sunday against the Raiders. Now, again, that's my prediction. That's what sports radio is about. We take things that we see and we use it to make picks and predictions and create our own theories. Yeah, there's a chance that Russell Wilson ends up being a dud for the Broncos. There's a chance that, unlike Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't play well into his mid-30s and late-30s and early-40s. There is a real chance that that could happen. I'm terrified of that possibility because you mortgaged a little bit of your future for him with the draft picks. And, of course, Drew Locke, Angel, moving on from Drew. But you also gave him a lot of money. And it's a 7-year, ultimately, you know, 5 years tacked on to the 2-year deal. So you're stuck with this situation for 7 years. It's got to get right quickly, but you're still 2-1. I mean, I heard, was it Monday when Tanner was talking about it on Good Morning NoCo? I was like, could it be any worse? Could this start have been any worse? And it's like, yeah, you could be 0-3. You're sitting at 2-1. You're over 500. And I'm sorry, you beat a San Francisco team that just because the Broncos took care of them and won, suddenly, oh, San Francisco's not very good. Oh, no, San Francisco's still a decent team. They were in the NFC Championship not that long ago. And with Jimmy Garoppolo, with that defense, with that rushing attack, with Kyle Shanahan as the head coach. So I don't want to be that guy that just starts, oh, well, they're beating bad teams. San Francisco's probably still going to be okay this year. Angel, what's the latest on Tua, man? I mean, this was obviously such a scary hit there, but it you know, he got to go home with the team, so that was a big deal. But they took him away from the game, brought him to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. So obviously it was serious enough at the time, but it does seem like he's in good spirits. And, you know, so far it may be probably a concussion might keep him out a week, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be something too incredibly big as far as missing a lot of time.
Right. And, you know, I've been following this very closely with Tua as a guy I've watched for since he was in high school. You know, he's a role model of mine. So I just, you know, prayers up for him and his family. But the report came out last night, about fourth quarter, that he was conscious, had feeling and all movement in all of his extremities. He was discharged from the hospital. From there, he was just wearing a precautionary neck brace, went back to the stadium, met with the team. The team flew back to Miami last night. As of this morning, he was back in his home, in good spirits, up, talking, walking, all that stuff. He's going to go in for an MRI today. And in regards to the investigation that the NFLPA is doing with the Dolphins, Tom Pelissero, this came out about 20 minutes ago, NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills says Tua was checked for concussion symptoms every day since Sunday, points out the independent neuro expert had to clear him on Sunday. Once the review is done, full results will be released publicly.
That's interesting, too. And listen, it was terrifying, and my initial reaction when I saw it was, why is he even out there? Because you do risk it. But here's where I go on this. And again, I could be wrong on this, but the doctors, what do the doctors have to gain by lying and fudging the numbers here? It's not like that movie Any Given Sunday anymore, man. I don't know if the NFL was ever like that, but this, you're going to get found out. So in this day and age of player safety and, hey, we have to answer to the doctors and all that, I do kind of, I'm just playing devil's advocate a little bit. If they cleared him and if what they're saying is true, then obviously he was cleared. Now, it did seem weird. You go from Sunday to Thursday. But if that's what they were indicating, then, I mean, did they lie? That's the thing. What are we talking about here? Did the Dolphins get information from the doctors and then didn't go with it? I mean, that's, you can't do that either. So why would you risk, you know, for everybody, head coach, management, you're already kind of under hot water with the Dolphins as an organization. Why would you risk this where you could potentially lose jobs, man? I mean, head coaches could be fired for this. You could be fined. You could lose draft picks, all this stuff, man. I guess maybe that's me being naive, but I'm just looking at it going, why would you risk it for one game? You actually have, you know, and I'm not the biggest Teddy Bones fan in the history of the world, but he was a starting quarterback for the Broncos. He had some decent moments in that game last night. So if you're Miami, I don't think you have any worries. You know, you're 3-0 to start the season of saying, hey, let's not risk it with Tua. Let's go with Teddy. So maybe I'm just being naive on this, Angel. Maybe I've been drinking too much of what you've been selling me with this Dolphins organization. But I guess I just would ask the question, why risk it? You're 3-0. It's not like you're desperate for a win at this point.
Certainly, that's a fair question. That's going to be asked about this organization as the NFL and media and people all look into what happened here. Coach Mike McDaniel was in his press conference last night. I made sure to watch this. He was very adamant about saying that player health and safety comes first for him, that he wouldn't even have a job if that thought ever occurred to him at all about playing an injured player or anything like that. The NFL puts these protocols in place. They put these independent doctors in place so that there can be, you know, a say-so, that a doctor can overrule a coach or a player and, you know, say, you're not good enough to play. And I think the NFL will look into their, you know, concussion protocols and their health and safety protocols to make sure that nothing gets missed. If Tua was cleared from the concussion protocol, that's one thing. But if he had something wrong with his back, that's another thing that they may not have considered. And I said it earlier, all reports were saying that he was healthy to play last night with some back and ankle soreness. And it's football. It's a freak play. You get slammed down like that. You land on your back, neck, and head all at once in a kind of a chain reaction. And it can cause some kind of neurological damage like that.
Well, and again, whether he got hurt or not on Sunday, the impact that he dealt with last night, I'm just going to take a guess here, not being a doctor, you probably would have seen the same results. Like, he was thrown down so hard that it did, you know, whatever happened Sunday, let's just say he didn't get a concussion. He didn't get hurt at all. None of that happened, and he was fine. I think it's reasonable to go, yeah, he got slammed down like that. He still might have reacted the exact same way, regardless of what happened with any previous injury on Sunday. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. We're live from Canvas Stadium today, a few hours away from our first kickoff. Pooter and Rocky going at it at 4:30, and then Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge later on, 7:30-ish. We'll have both of those games for you tonight on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. And again, our coverage is presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. When we come back, we'll take a glance at the Wyoming Cowboys. And can I say that out loud here? I don't know that I can. I got to be very, very careful where I'm sitting at Canvas Stadium. We're going to try to get Cody Tucker on at some point. But the bottom line is Wyoming has a chance here going up against San Jose State to, I don't want to say be the class of the Mountain West. That's a little crazy. But Fresno State, Jake Haener, I don't know what his health status is right now. Air Force, which we did later learn, Angel, They're under probation, but they actually can play in a bowl game if they qualify for one. So they still have a lot to play for this season. But this is an opportunity for that team up north to make some real noise in this conference. Now they're 1-0, and they battled, I thought, with BYU. BYU pulled away late in that game. I don't know how good BYU is anymore, to be honest, though. But now they're home against San Jose State, and then at New Mexico. So maybe some opportunities there. So we'll talk a little bit about that on the other side. But Angel, first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Anyway, I've got no place to
go. It might not be that bad. Bring in the tunes today. I love it. Great work, Angel. That's a good one. One of my favorites. We're live from the Canvas Stadium. Later today, we'll have the Canvas Community Classic. Our coverage, of course, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. A doubleheader of high school football tonight between Pooter and Rocky Mountain, Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge. This is going to be a blast. So I'm very excited we get to be out here and do that. Angel, do we have the man on? Do we have Cody Tucker on by chance? Must be still working on that at this point. We're trying to get Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com as Wyoming's getting set to take on San Jose State this weekend. And they have a heck of an opportunity to start kind of running the table in this Mountain West Conference, really. And now we do. Cody's online with us, man. That BYU game, I mean, they were right there, right in the thick of this thing. BYU kind of just stuck it out in the end, end up winning 38-24. Cody, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, buddy. That Jaren Hall's a pretty darn good quarterback. They never have good quarterbacks in Provo, do they?
That's right. They just keep getting spoiled there. And he threw four touchdowns. It's one of those games where I really did feel like, Cody, that at some point Wyoming might bust through and maybe take a lead or maybe run the table in that second half. But, back and forth fourth quarter, and away we go. Wyoming lost that game, but I don't think a lot of people thought they'd even be in it.
No, definitely not. And every time you play the Cougars, Brady, the first thing you think is, oh, man, are they going to be able to hold up on the line of scrimmage? I mean, those guys are huge. They're huge. They're old. They're veterans. And, man, the Cowboys pushed them around. They really did throughout that first half especially. But in the second half there, even Craig Bohl mentioned it. He said he had to have his graduate assistants help him with the tape this week because he's like, I've never seen so many numbers coming in and out of the lineup. I mean, that's how deep BYU is, that it's just they're fresh, they're big, and the Cowboys started missing tackles and just arm tackles, and that's how it goes, man. And things can get steamrolling the wrong way in a hurry in that stadium. And I thought everybody was pretty proud of the Cowboys' effort that night. They didn't let it get away from them, and they just kept fighting to the end. And pretty impressive for a young team playing the number 19 team on the road.
No, and here we are. I mean, I think after that first week – At Illinois, a lot of people were freaking out, wondering just how bad or how good or whatever, how Wyoming was going to be. You got three wins so far, and now some opportunities here in this conference. And, Cody, you look around at the Fresno State, you wonder about Jake Haner's health, what that's going to look like. Air Force, obviously, with their news, how are they going to respond? Tell me honestly, if you're a Cowboys fan, if you're Wyoming, do you smell blood in the water in this conference?
Well, I don't know if you smell blood, but you feel pretty darn good. And San Jose State's one of the better teams in this league, and if they can beat them tomorrow in Laramie, it's hard not to look ahead at the next four games, which feature powerhouses like New Mexico, Utah State, Colorado State, teams like that. I mean, the Cowboys can really get on a run here. And I believe the next four opponents they play have a combined record of 4-13 right now. So, you take care of them. Hawaii's also in that mix. You take care of those games, and you're really cooking there. Plus, you've got essentially a two-game lead over Air Force since you have the head-to-head win. So I know they're feeling good. I know Andrew Peasley sat at the post-game press conference in Provo Saturday night and said, hey, man, we have our goals all in front of us here. We just lost to a really good team, but I love our fight. But, hey, man, it's conference season, and we already got a leg up here, so we're ready to roll.
And a game that, other than you, Cody, and maybe some Wyoming faithful in that Air Force situation, I don't think a lot of people thought the Cowboys would be able to pull that one out. So for me, just looking from where I'm behind enemy lines today, by the way, I'm at Canvas Stadium. Sorry, Cody.
No.
but from where I'm sitting, we got a big high school games tonight, so it should be fun. But, you know, from where I'm sitting, just looking, I feel like if you're Wyoming, it feels like you're playing with house money a little bit.
Yeah, who would have ever thought that coming into the year? And Trayton Welch, Wyoming's tight end, said after the game in BYU, he goes, man, what we would give to have that Illinois game over, because I think you'd be talking about a totally different story if they played Illinois today. And that's not to take anything away from Chase Brown and those guys. But, you know, I said it after that game. There's no way the Cowboys are 32 points worse than the Illini. They're just young. They're super inexperienced across the board. And now they're growing together. And something that really stuck out to me this week, Brady, was Andrew Peasley started kind of tearing up at the podium. And he was talking about how much this team cares about each other and how much this team cares in general. I mean, Ja'Cory Hawkins, the cornerback, chased down BYU running back Miles Davis 70 yards downfield at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. Didn't need to, you know, could have let him coast. Jordan Bertinelli, a defensive tackle, chased a wide receiver 40 yards down the field and made a tackle. When he could have just let him coast, he said they care. They all care about each other. And a lot of times you hear that from teams and it's lip service, but I really feel like this team is so young, they're just growing together.
Well, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You're 3-2, and not a lot of people thought that we'd be five games in looking at a winning record for the Cowboys. So something is clicking for Wyoming. So when you look at San Jose State, obviously they're figuring things out pretty good over there too. A couple of things, you know, I got about a minute or two that stick out to you about this Spartans team.
You know, Brett Brennan, first of all, is my favorite Mountain West coach, and it's not even close. He's just a really good guy. That dude turned down jobs to stay at San Jose State, and, you know, they have half a stadium. I mean, they're in their infancy as far as, like, building that program. And, you know, Brennan led them to a Mountain West title just 2 years ago. So there's a lot of guys still on this team that have won a title. And then bringing Chavin Cordero over from Hawaii was huge, and bringing Elijah Cooks. I believe he's the only Nevada guy who didn't go to CSU. You know, really big wide receiver, really good player for them. And it's kind of weird. Cordero, this is his fourth start against the Cowboys. And he's never even been on Wyoming's side of the division before. So he's 2-1, and he can be a real thorn running the ball, throwing the ball. Really good pickup for them. And then, you know, their defense is just, I believe they have three first-team All-Mountain West defensive players on that side of the ball. They really get to the quarterback. They're really tough. They're really fast. They make life hell, that's for sure. They get a couple of defensive ends, including Cade Hall. He was the co-defensive player of the year in the Mountain West during the preseason voting. And they're pretty good. The thing is with them is you can make them one-dimensional real quick. They have not had any success running the football. And if you can contain Cordero and keep him around that pocket, you could be in good shape. So
yeah.
I think the Cowboys like their chances.
Well, and a heck of an opportunity. And again, we're just kind of easing into conference play for some teams. But with Wyoming, 1-0 in conference play, 3-2 overall. Boise State, a team we thought was going to do some great things. Well, Hank Bachmeier's leaving the program. So, I mean, like I said, I don't know if you could say that smelling blood in the water, but something's going on there, man. This conference seems like it's kind of wide open, maybe, at this point.
It really is. And, you know, and who's CSU playing this weekend?
They're off, thankfully, this weekend, Cody. No loss coming there, my man. So I can guarantee, I can put money on that one. No points will be scored, though. That'll stay kind of consistent with things. So.
Oh, man. It's hard to see with CSU, though. Jay Norvell is such a good coach. And, you know, I know people had some expectations that maybe he could come right in and turn this thing around. And it's going to take time, man. You know, you don't go through three coaches and not have some issues.
No question. I mean, they're trying to rebuild this thing, and I think even, you know, I certainly overestimated what that rebuild really looked like, or underestimated, I should say, and overestimated what I thought could happen in this first year. But I haven't lost faith in this side. I think over time hopefully will be okay. I want them all to be good, Cody. I want them all to be great so I can talk about positive things.
I do too, believe it or not. I really want CSU and Wyoming to be good. I talked to my one and only CSU friend about how jealous we were watching Utah and BYU battle it out all those years and always be so good. It always came down to that game. And I would love to see the Border War have more juice to it as far as that goes.
No question. Cody, my man, appreciate you. Love your work as always. And we'll catch up with you next week. We'll see where the Cowboys are after this weekend.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, 11:53 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the hour, the first hour. I got the lunch rush coming up, and then in the 1 o'clock hour, Football Friday. My picks. Angel, I survived the weekend. I'm basically back at 500. Time to go over that. So that's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy Live from Canvas Stadium in beautiful Fort Collins. We'll be right back.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, again live from Canvas Stadium. We've got the Canvas Community Classic coming up. The first game is at 4:30, and we'll have football night in Northern Colorado at 3 o'clock, kind of setting the table, not just for these two games tonight that we have for you, but the weekend ahead. The UNC Bears have a tough battle coming up at Idaho. Air Force is playing Navy. I mean, I know that's always a big game. That's a slobber knocker of a game. Seahawks at Arizona. Is this the week? Is this the week, Angel? They find a way to get one. And as we talked about with Cody, Wyoming and San Jose State. And then, of course, Broncos Raiders week is upon us. And you know, man, Broncos country, they want to take down Josh McDaniels. But they're going to need Russell Wilson to do a little more cooking than we've seen thus far. All right, that'll do it. We'll be right back in the second hour. Got the lunch rush coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.